OpNav instruction 5354.1 Foxtrot, Navy Equal Opportunity Policy, copyright NavyBMR.com. 1. Which instruction outlines sexual harassment policy for civilian personnel? SecNav instruction 5300.26 Delta. 2. What promotes positive command morale and quality of life by providing an environment in which all personnel can perform to their maximum ability, unimpeded by institutional or individual biases based on race, color, ethnicity, national origin, sex, or religious stereotypes? Command-managed equal opportunity. Charlie, Mike, Echo, Oscar. 3. Who monitors the Navy's progress toward accomplishing EO goals and positive command climates? CNO, Charlie, November, Oscar. 4. How often must the Navy Equal Opportunity Office provide an EO climate assessment describing the health and organizational effectiveness of the Navy? Annually. 5. Which office is responsible for providing the overall direction, guidance, support, and leadership for the management of fleet and force command climates? Navy Equal Opportunity Office, November, Echo, Oscar. 6. By which date each year must the OJAG provide a summary of the fiscal year's UCMJ Article 138 and U.S. Navy Regulations Article 1150 actions relating to unlawful discrimination and sexual harassment to the Navy EO Office? November 15th. 7. Who is the investigative authority for all equal opportunity and sexual harassment complaints against flag officers or SES officials? Naval Inspector General. 8. Which center functions as the Navy's Equal Opportunity Training Manager and develops the overall Navy training strategies from the entry level all the way through the executive levels? Center for Personal and Professional Development, Charlie Papa Papa Delta. 9. Within how many days of assuming command will immediate superiors in command ensure that subordinate commanders assess their command climate? 90. 10. How often must commanding officers and officers in charge provide equal opportunity and sexual harassment training and grievance procedure instruction as required per SecNav instruction 5350.16 Alpha for all assigned command members as part of CPPD-generated GMT? Annually. 11. What is the minimum recommended number of years of active duty service for officers to be the CMEO manager? 4. 12. How long, at a minimum, should CMEO managers serve in their position? 1 year. 13. How many years must COs or OICs ensure that completed copies of all Navy Equal Opportunity and Sexual Harassment formal complaint forms are maintained in the CMEO manager record file? 3. 14. COs and OICs shall ensure that detailed naval messages are sent upon receipt of a formal complaint of unlawful discrimination or SH per which reference. DoD Directive 1325.6. 15. Within how many days of completing the command climate assessment must COs and OICs ensure that a climate assessment executive summary is submitted to the Echelon 3 EOA as applicable via the ISIC? 60. 16. Who serves as the primary advisor and subject matter expert to commanders and CMEO managers, as well as provides assistance to other members in the chain of command on EO issues? EOA, Echo Oscar Alpha. 17. Who functions as the single point of contact, when practicable, for command equal opportunity issues? CMEO Manager. 18. How many years will CMEO managers maintain CMEO record files? 3. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.